Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
It's time to chat some nutrition on this edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. Thank you so much for joining us. And today we touch base with Amy Farrell, a returning guest, to find out some of the things that she's done over time to improve her nutrition strategy when it comes to Ironman Triathlon. And a massive shout out once again to our sponsor of this edition of the Kona Edge. It is jackrabbit.com. We've teamed up with Jackrabbit and Hoka One One. We're giving away four pairs of running shoes throughout the month. Still got a pair to give away. And all you need to do to get into the draw is head over to this URL. It is jackrabbit.com/Kona Edge. That's where you can enter. Jackrabbit is where fit happens. Whether you're training, competing, or just staying fit, you can't perform your best if your gear does not fit right. Jackrabbit are your local specialty running store with a wide online presence. So get access to the best selection of shoes in the widest ranges of sizes. That's jackrabbit.com. If you'd like to get into the draw, you can also text the word jackrabbit to 44222 and I'll send you the details straight back. Today's coach in the spotlight is Coach Stephen Brands and Next Level Triathlon. They've proved their results year after year. Steve has personally guided athletes to an ITU Age Group World Championship, Ironman Hawaii, and has qualified over 20 athletes to the 70.3 World Championships. Steve isn't your traditional multi-sport coach. He's a full-time endurance coach who works with athletes remotely as well as athletes in a DTE in Madison, Wisconsin. Steve is also one of a few coaches in the USA High Performance Mentorship Coaching Program, where he gets to work with the select high performance athletes in the USAT CRP program. In 2015, Steve was selected to run a week-long Cam Tri Camp in Trinidad and Grenada, where he was responsible for working with their top athletes as well as educating their coaches on proper racing, training, and season preparation. Some of Steve's athletes have won an ITU Age Group World Championship, won multiple USAT Age Group National Championships, won USAT Duathlon National Championships, podiumed at the 2016 Ironman World Championships, have run sub-3-hour marathon during the Ironman, and qualified athletes to Ironman and 70.3 World Championships. If you'd like to find out more about Steve and Next Level Triathlon, all you need to do is head over to the KonaEdge.com/coaching or click through to nextleveltriathlon.org. All the details on that website. Okay, that's thekonaedge.com/coaching. And if you are a coach or have a coaching business and you'd like to be featured here on the Kona Edge, all you need to do is head over to that exact webpage. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's chat some nutrition now. We head back to upstate New York to touch base with Amy Farrell. Amy, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Nutrition plays a huge part in your sort of overall triathlon picture. We haven't spoken too much about it. You did mention one or two things, but you are, not that you are really analytical about it, but you are pretty set with your nutrition strategy.
For race day and leading up to race day, yes, very, very set.
And you do have a bit of a pizza problem, I believe.
I do, yes, yes. My pizza is a mainstay in my diet.
Is there one particular one, or is it just across the board?
I have my favorite pizzas in. There's a place that I always go to in Kona. I can't remember the name, but I know that my condo is close to it this year. And in Lake Placid, Main Street Pizza has been my lucky pizza the last couple of times that I've raced.
Is it any coincidence that your condo is close to the pizza place in Kona this year, or was that done on purpose?
A little bit on purpose.
I love it. Let's talk about your overall nutrition sort of approach to the sport of triathlon. You mentioned recovery in our first chat, but let's talk about the way you approach day-to-day sort of training and nutrition.
Okay. Do you want to go through? Want me to go through what my day looks like?
Yeah, generally from a nutrition point of view, how do you? I mean, what would you typically do? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner on a normal training day.
Okay. So I always have start the day with usually coffee and then like a couple of slices of toast or a half a bagel with peanut butter. Before a workout, I find that I have to have something in my stomach before I start, or I'm going to immediately bonk. So that would be before a morning workout. What I moved to this spring after reading Stacey Sims' book Roar, I realized I needed more protein. So then I would do a recovery smoothie with protein and greens and usually amino acids and whatever else I wanted to throw in there, fruit or whatever. But the protein powder was definitely key. And then I usually go to work, and at lunchtime, it's usually I try to make up a big batch of like a vegetarian chili or a lentil stew or something like that, so I can get a pretty power packed luncheon. And I would do that chili. Sometimes I do meat with the chili, but beans and sweet potatoes. I try and sneak a lot of things in. I usually have to have chocolate after every meal, so a little chunk of dark chocolate. And I snack a lot, so I snack on like breakfast cereal or granola or dried edamame is one of my favorites. So I usually then before my afternoon workout, I usually eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or a banana or something like that. I just feel better if I start a workout and I'm not starving. So during workouts, I do mostly solids, and I make my own bars with oats and peanut butter and coconut and sunflower seeds. It's a recipe that I think Stacey Sims came up with for salty balls. But running, I'm usually okay without anything. I might do Cliff Blocks or something like that, or a caffeinated gel. But then, after an afternoon workout, I try and get some more protein in. And dinners are usually whatever we have time for. With my daughter's sports schedule and my coaching schedule and my husband working late, we're on the road a lot. So there is pizza a couple nights a week.
I love it. And then as far as racing goes, tell me, do you pretty much what you do in training is what you do on race day from you mentioned on the bike, it's pretty much solids. Is that the way you race as well?
Yes. Yep. I think I've always done that, but just since I joined CORE and listening to the other women and, reading up on some different stuff, I always feel better on solids on the bike. I like to feel full when I get off because a marathon is an awfully long way to be hungry. So on the only difference I think would be, during the marathon, I usually start drinking Coke at about 6 to 9 miles. So I usually have like Cliff Blocks or gels with me during the marathon, and that's pretty much what I'll stick with. Did have an orange slice at Ironman Lake Placid that I didn't sit well in my stomach, so I probably won't grab the orange slices again.
Do you feel you've got your nutrition pretty much dialed in, or are you still working on getting it better?
No, I feel like after all these years, I have a good plan and I go with it. I was excited because hydration-wise, I don't like to carry a ton of bottles on my bike, and I just figured out I was using like old containers to put my I use NBS hydration, and so I had like old Noon containers that I filled up with the NBS stuff that I can pour right in my speed fill. So that was something new that I did at Ironman Lake Placid that I will definitely do again. I don't think I have the patience to stop for special needs and pick up bottles. So this worked out great.
Sounds fantastic. Well, Amy, thank you so much for your time here on the Kona Edge today. Much appreciated. All the best in the build-up to Kona 2017. And, yeah, best luck. Let's hope it's another Ironman Age Group World Championship title. And I've got a funny feeling, I'm sure you do too, that you're feeling confident going into it. But I look forward to tracking and seeing how you go on race then.
Okay, great. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you for joining us on this edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and yeah, we're back again tomorrow. Look forward to sharing another incredible story with you. A massive shout out and thank you to our sponsor of this edition of the Kona Edge. It is jackrabbit.com. They're giving away four pairs of Hoka One One running shoes this month. If you'd like to find out more and get into the mix and into the draw to win those shoes, head over to jackrabbit.com/Kona Edge. Alternatively, you can text the word jackrabbit. That's JACKRABBIT to 44222, and I'll send you the details straight back.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.
Don't forget, if you'd like to access the commercial-free feed of the Kona Edge, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/support, become a patron, and you'll get access to that feed right away.